Now, I've got to say, this lady has got the best hair I've ever seen. I love your hair.
Thank
I have
you.
To say, I really, because it's the hair that I would like. It's that very beautiful straight bob.
I have magic hair dryer.
Oh, have you got the dyes? Is it the dyes?
No, I've heard about that. And this one cools the under, so that's why I look like I've done it.
Oh, right, okay. So there are other hair dryers available, by the way. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Carmel Jane Salisbury, who is a photographer here based in Brentwood, and she's the part of the leading dance and stage photographers, actually. If you go and take a look at the website, there's some amazing photographs. She does really good headshots as well. I know you were doing, there was an event you were at a couple of days ago, because I was having a look on your videos where you were taking loads of headshots of people. It's a big team there, so if you do need photographs, especially if you're in a business and you need to have your business cards or on your website, Carmel is the person to go and see. Brentwood came up recently in a survey for the best place for women to work.
Yeah, it's amazing that the mean hourly rate in Brentwood is the highest, and the gender pay gap is down to 1%, which is fantastic news. I think there's a little bit to do that with its proximity to the city. But actually, I know a lot of women who have worked in the city and are now entrepreneurs locally, and I think there's that Essex girl spirit, I think, as well helps. But yeah, it's really exciting news for Brentwood that it's a great place to be a female earner.
I love Brentwood. I know we're slightly off here from the high street, but it is just such a lovely place, and it's kind of got a bit of a London vibe to it now.
Oh, absolutely. I've been here about 20 years, and the high street, you can go out on a Friday or Saturday night, and yeah, it's not a small town anymore, and you're half an hour into London, into the city, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Now, photography, this is your passion, this is what you do, and you have a great team of people. So when did you first get the bug for taking pictures?
I did a lot of travelling, actually. I'm from New Zealand, and I did all around Southeast Asia. And then about 20 years ago, I met and married a photographer. And then we were wedding photographers. But since I've moved on, I've got the dance. Schools is our new big thing, which is just going amazingly. But it's all about doing beautiful, beautiful headshots that we do for our corporate customers. We actually do for the kids at school, so they get amazing photos. But,
I was going to say, because I've looked at some of my old school pictures with shame. Because years ago, they used to just sit down, because should I brush my hair? No, don't bother about brushing hair. And you look back and people do, but now you don't have to have that. You can have a picture you can be proud of.
I love working with the teenagers, especially the teenage girls. Yeah. Actually, we show the picture on the back of the camera and they sort of sit a bit taller, and you know, they're not doing an Instagram duck pouch into the selfies. And I do absolutely love it. And we're using that same lighting we'd use for a corporate headshot. So. I think parents want quality. They know the difference now. We're so surrounded by images and media. They know what looks good and what is just to sit down, loads of light, snap a quick picture and off you go. So the schools thing is hugely exciting, and it's just all aligning in with us taking beautiful images of people.
I think what we're all guilty of putting on, because we're on social media, we put these pictures on, and I try not to do it so much now because I don't want people to come into the studio and say, who are you? Because they look at your picture and the picture you've taken isn't, because we want a picture that looks good, but we need to have a picture that actually looks like us, because a lot of people take pictures and they don't actually look like
that. Can I tell you an internet dating story? I was internet dating a few years ago and I met a man who was a lovely Welsh rugby player, and I met him and his picture must have been 30 years old, and he looks nothing like the man that I met on the internet. So yes, you have to have one that's true. You've got to look good, but you've got to look good as you are now, not how you were 30 years ago.
Now, when you're photographing dancers, you're catching them in the moment. How difficult is that to do?
Actually, ballet is one of the easier genres of dance to photograph because they finish at a top point. And actually, I say to my team when I'm teaching them to photograph, say at a live show, you can almost close your eyes and do it because you listen to the music and you feel when their leg's going to be at its top point. Street dance is more difficult, but it's just beautiful and it's lovely. But a lot of hard work goes into making those fantastic. Sometimes it's half an hour to get the shot where we're all connected and the light's perfect and they're in the exactly right spot. But it's fantastic working. The youngsters just work so hard and I love it. I'm just creating something beautiful.
So explain how it works when you have a portrait taken. You're not just standing in front of a backdrop normally, are you?
No, and I think sitting down means people feel a little bit more protected. Standing up, people feel more vulnerable.
Yep.
We use a beauty dish, which is a special light diffuser, which makes the light lovely and soft, but also, so it's flattering, but it's kind of contrasty, so it's got a bit of punch. The tri-reflector, which puts all the sparkle and the magic back into your eyes and just gives it, say that something professional that you just can't get on a normal camera or an iPhone. And then sitting down, sit up, pull up from your tummy, chin round to me, chin forward and down, and there was a whole art to the angle and being able to see what side is best, because most people have a side that's better than the other. So.
And what reactions did you get? Did people actually see on the day this event that you've just recently done, the pictures?
We show them on the back of the camera. And it's neat because... women especially don't like having their photo taken, and actually when you show them and they go, wow, I look fantastic, and it's just, I love it, absolutely love making people feel good. Actually, someone said to me recently, I want your job, you just make people feel good all day. That's the best compliment I've ever had, which was just amazing.
What business people would need, or why should they have their picture?
Absolutely. I mean, LinkedIn, which is the go-to place now for business. And you've got to look real, professional, you've got to look warm and friendly, and there's different ways of projecting a different personality. And I just think that if you haven't got something professional, you wouldn't turn up to a job interview or a sales interview with dirty shoes and your pyjamas, would you? So why would you put a drunken photo of a night out with the girls, or, you know, a selfie taken in the car on a Saturday night? Why would you put that on LinkedIn? Because you wouldn't turn up unwashed and in your PJs to an interview, would you?
No, I wouldn't. What are the tips you would give somebody? If somebody's coming into the studio and they're having a headshot, maybe they're a little bit nervous, what are the things they shouldn't do before they turn up to have a picture?
It's a really good idea to get your hair done, but make sure you know the hairdresser if you're doing what you're doing yourself, so make that good. A little bit extra makeup, but really make sure you have made a bit of effort with the makeup. Be confident. I've kind of, when people come to me, I'm so nervous, like, wow, you're having a professional photo taken. I've been doing it for 20 years, I love it. Simple, bold colours, good necklines. I don't like black or white. I think a pop of colour just looks fantastic. Bring whatever jewellery and bring a few options on clothes, because sometimes things work better than others, but just come in with a positive attitude and enjoy, I think.
And do you ever get somebody saying, could you get rid of that little bit of my frown lines, or my teeth need to be whitened slightly?
We do, actually. I don't think anyone's ever come in and not said, do you Photoshop this? And actually, we do a little bit. The lighting is most of the way, and we do a little bit of softening. But again, I think you've got to look real. You know, we can't make a 45-year-old look 21 again, because it's about looking real. But yeah, most people ask. We don't do anything with kids, but with adults, I mean... Everything you see on Facebook of me is photoshopped, Michelle, generally. So.
You look fine. You look absolutely fine. You would never know. You would never know.
Very, very kind.
I did try and photoshop my... not photoshop. There was another thing I tried to take my double chin out with, and I looked like I'd broken my neck. Oh, yeah. It is out there somewhere.
It's getting it right in camera. The way you sit up nice and tall, chin forward and down. Come into the studio, Michelle. We'll make you look super gorgeous.
I definitely will come in. It's one of those things. I've had pictures done before, and you think... This is why I appreciate models, because people think, well, just stand there. They don't, because by the time when you've had a series of pictures taken, you are aching.
Yeah. When I say use your tummy muscles, sit up tall and keep that smile. And I think especially with models, they have to keep the sparkle. Whereas when people come into the studio, an hour is about the most before they go, that was fun. But it's tiring.
Do you ever do hair and makeup?
A couple of freelancers that I sub it out to, but it is actually a good idea, because often if people don't wear a lot of makeup, the lighting can wash it out a little bit, so the makeup, it looks natural, but just a little bit more than you'd normally wear. So we do have hair and makeup artists that we use.
How was the experience at the other radio station? And did you manage to get any mugs? Did they have any mugs in the studio?
No, they didn't. I did go on radio for Woman's Hour, which I don't say anything of particular importance, actually, unfortunately, but it was just a fantastic experience. And it was just a kind of a fun thing to do. Yeah. And so many... I think it's such an institution, and women our age just like, wow, Woman's Hour. And I was there with Jenny Garvey, but...
Whenever anyone goes to another station, will say, could you maybe bring back a microphone or maybe a chair? just something, or a mug.
I was not going to steal from the BBC.
That's not going to... Do not steal. That's a thing to take through in life. Do not steal from the BBC.
Email in to info@carmeljane.co.uk. We've got the website, call through. We've got the wonderful Lauren and Michelle who answer the phone and books in and explain timings and what you need to bring in. We have 15-minute session if you just want a picture, or half an hour or an hour if you need some website pictures and some for different marketing. And the longer we have, the more chance we're going to get something even a bit more special and just be able to fill different needs for your photography.
Get people to relax with what you're saying.
Just talking and get them feeling relaxed that way. Sometimes I play silly music if I think, like, something like, I'm so sexy or something. And that gets a laugh.
I play that every day.
and it's just about... talking actually, they almost forget that they're there having their photograph taken, and getting people moving a little bit is a good idea as well.
And how many people have you got on the team?
We're up 25 now.
25.
Yeah, it's really, we're an all girl team actually, yeah. So far. We do have employed a few guys before, but at the moment I think with the dance, it lent itself towards females, and I've got an amazing team. Hopefully they're all listening in the office, not all 25, but there's about 10 of them in today. Love you all, and I feel absolutely privileged because the business is doing incredibly well. I've got an amazing life. I'm going around doing radio shows and different things, but I couldn't do it without my team back in the office, and I just love it. I love being part of the team and working with all these women. So depending on this, we've got a whole range of packages. They can come to the studio. Actually, between 10 and 20 people, we can have almost like a team building day, which is fun. It's a bit of a laugh. Or we can take all our kit out. And we do a whole range of corporate stuff, but the headshots is our real specialty.
Mm. You're not running any courses for photography, are you? Would you like to teach?
I love teaching. Yeah. I love teaching, but actually, I have at the moment. Life is crazy, Michelle, yeah. And in a very exciting and positive way, but there's not a massive amount of time. I teach in schools a little bit, which I love, but yeah.
Well, there we go. That's Carmel. You'll be back in again hopefully in another couple of weeks.
You can't get me out of here, can you?
And she does have, if you check out her picture, she looks exactly like a picture in real life, and she's got the most amazing hair. Which
I'm
I would like.
Just for the nice compliment.
But I would like, because you can see my hair this morning. I did actually brush it, although it looks like I haven't. This is the way that I'm looking this morning is not the way to turn up to have your photograph taken. That's why I'm hiding behind the computers
at
the
fantastic.
Moment. Thank you very much. It's lovely to see you again.
Thank you so much for having me, Anne.
And don't forget, Brentwood is one of the best places in the UK for women to...
Women earners, yeah.
Yeah, women earners. Good for you, girls.